Good morning, this past week's daf is daf Nun Gimel, the last daf in the sixth perek of Maseches Nedarim. Let's see the Mishnah on top of daf Nun Gimel's of the Mishnah, Hanoidim and Atmorim, Mut B'dvash Tmorim. So makes a neder to aser on himself Tmorim, dates, Mut B'dvash Tmorim. His mutter, with honey that's made from Tmorim. Mistivonios mutter bechemes tzivonios. Tzivonios, let's see the ran. Where's the ran? Yeah. Dr. Ran. Hamoidim, yeah. Tzivonios, anovim she'enem ispashlim. These are grapes that don't ripen. Vaimdim me'achorif. And they are still on the tree, right, during the winter. The lashon of stov, that refers to winter. That's where the name comes from. The stivonios. That I guess usually things when they ripen, either they fall off or you could pick them. In the season. In the earlier seasons, but these things, they don't ripen, so they're staying on the tree. And the Rishonim say that they're definitely not, the fruit itself is not eaten. It's not good grapes. And even the wine that is produced is not good wine, and therefore it's used for chametz, for vinegar. The Tanna Kamma says that in both of these cases, that when he's noida from the fruit, the tamar mistamenes, he's only asked the fruit itself, and the yoytzei that comes out, the dvash, the extract of the tamarim, and the chaymitz is mutter. Yehudim b'mesei roimir kol shishem toldo soi kruya olov v'noida heimenu. Also, b'yaitzeh imenu. Avinu Maseiros says that anything that the product still carries the shame of the original fruit is also. So, therefore, these things that it's referred to as dvash tamarim and chaim is tivonios. So, the shem dvash and tivonios is on the product, the dvash and the chaimitz. And therefore, that they'll be osur also. They're both osur. Okay, so the two sheets we have in the Mishnah so far is Tanna Kamma holds that the fruit itself is osur, the yoytzei is mutter. Rebbe Maseiros says that they're both osur. Third sheet in the Mishnah, v'chachomim matirim. The chachomim are matir. Matir. So, b'muskul rishon, first glance, that chom matir means that they matir the yoytzei. Right, which is the sheet of the Tanna Kamma, and therefore the Gemara asks, Chachomim hainu Tanna Kamma. Okay, you see who we are? Right, Chachomim hainu Tanna Kamma. It's the same sheet, right? Well, why, what's the Mishnah? The Mishnah gives us three sheets over here. They seem to be saying the same thing. And if the Gemara answers like this, Ikubinayu hador desanyum, the Nafkamina will see based on the following braisa. Klal ze omar abshim ben alozor. Rav Shimon Elazar says the following klal, the following rule: Kol shadake lecho or leochel, dechayetz v'men lechel. Anything which the fruit itself is the derech to eat, something that people eat, and the yoytzei is something that's eaten. Kigoyin tamarim udvash tamarim, nodar boy also beyetz v'menu. That if he makes a nether to ask the fruit, he'll be also on the yoytzei mimenu. That's also included in his nether. Noida me yoytzei mimenu also boy. That if he makes a nether on the yoytzei, that also includes the fruit itself. Right? This is something that wasn't discussed before. In the Mishnah, this is a chiddush din that if one makes nether on Dvash Tamorim, he'll be also on the Tamorim itself also. Now our main focus over here is on the first halacha, that if he's neither on the fruit itself, so in the case of Dvash Tamorim, Shemilaza says that Osir B'yetz Mimenu, which the Rishonim tell us that means also, means both. However, the next oifin the Mishnah says, Kol Shein Dakri Lechol, V'derchayetz Mimenu Lechol, if you have a fruit which is Ein Dakri Lechol, the fruit itself is not the derech to eat it, what's eaten, what's used, is the Yetz Mimenu. No, that boy, he made the nether on the fruit itself, that's where he expressed it, Ein Os El Yetz Mimenu. But the Isser is only on the Yetz, not the fruit itself, Shon Iskapens El Yetz Mimenu, because his intention was what's used, and since the fruit itself is not used, his intention was the Yetze from the fruit. So this sheet of Reb Shimon Elazar, he's mechalik between two types. Now the Ran explains that he's being mechalik between the two cases in our Mishnah. I mentioned that the Stivani is something which is not something that people use. And therefore, the case of Stivonius would fit into the second klal. That's the kind of thing that it's not the derech to eat the fruit. And therefore, his kavona is on the yoytze. Now, the Ran explains that what the Gemara means to answer is that the Chachomim Shita over here is Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Reb Shimon ben Elazar is the Chachomim. Now, therefore, the Chachomim Matirin, what that's going on, will be this chiddush, the case of Stivonius, that the fruit itself is mutter. The Ran explains, and we'll see it, that the mashmois of the Chachomim Matirin is that the Chachomim is matter something that the previous two Tanoim aser. Now, of the possibilities of what that might mean, as the machlokes in the Mishnah is whether the yetzi is also or not, so there's no agreement on that. That what they agree is that the fruit itself is also. Now, which case over here where they're both asking the fruit could the Chacham possibly argue? So Zok Duran, that case of tomorrow, there's no reason why the fruit should be mutter. So therefore, it's understood that the Chachom Matirin goes specifically on the case of Stivonius. Both of the previous two Tanam held that when you make the nether on the Stivonius, the fruit itself is also. And on that, the Chachom come to say that it's not so. That the fruit is not also, it is the Yetzer which is also. Let's see the Ran. Yeah.
And it leaves out the Osrim part. And it isn't Mechalik. It's a little... Okay. Yes.
The man said he's coming to argue on something which was agreed on before. That's what he's coming to say. Right? So he's not... Yeah. The point is not so much to give us the full halacha of the din. What he's coming to say is that what was agreed upon before...
It's also nifar what he's saying. The only way you can say that the item that you specified to us is actually mutter is by saying your intent was on the yetzim menu. So nifar is saying his matter is fine. It means he's answering the derivative. He's not ignoring that. He's not addressing it. It's like including what he's saying. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm. What are you saying?
By saying that Stonios is mutter. He obviously wasn't, he's asking something.
Uh-huh.
So it must be the Yotzevan, that's what you want to say. So
I hear
what you're saying. You're saying from the Chachamim Matirim you can learn Osrim, because he had to be answering something. Right. At least on the first case. The second case is a little bit more difficult. But okay, I hear. Oh, it's not even going on the second case. It's only going on the first case.
What's the first case?
The first case of the stonings. Is that the second case? Sorry, second case. Mm-hmm. Right, so I'm going on the second mm-hmm. case. The stonings, not going at all in the first case. And this, that they also asked the Yosemim on the first case. Okay, it's not even discussing that issue.
Right.
It's not even getting to it at all. Fine, okay.
Because mm-hmm. it doesn't have to.
I hear what you're saying. Shkoch.
Okay, now let's see the Ran. I want to first see the Ran on the Gemara. Then we'll come back to see the Ran on the Mishnah. Zok the Ran on the Gemara. At Chachomim Hainu Tanekamo Ikbinayu Hodesanyo Klalom Shun Lezen. As we'll see, it seems to be a shy in the Gemara. So, you know, we already could see in the Gemara that there are some different things over here going on. The Ran goes with the Girsa of the Ramban. That's how we were talking. The Klal of Shimon and Lazar. Kach Gassinim Hilchs Ramban Zavhochi Pirusha. This is the explanation of the Gemara. The Behop Pligi, this is the Machloikis. Tanakama Polig Ad Reb Shimon ben Elozor b'Tarvayu. And the Ran is setting up the Machlokes over here in the Tanoim, and he points out that the Tanakama argues on Reb Shimon ben Elozor in 2 points. The Sfir Leila Tanakama, the Bein Dakelechel Bein Ein Dakelechel Osur Boi V'Loi B'Yetzi B'Menu. As mentioned in our Mishnah, no one makes a difference between Dachalech and Dachalech at the Tanoim, which are in our Mishnah. So now, just focusing on the Shita of the Tanakana in our Mishnah, the Shita Tanakama is that if you ask for a Peri, you always also on the Peri itself and not the Yoytzi. Reb Shimon lo zasfirle, the Bidak Elechel, v'derech hayetzi menu lechel, also b'shneim. Shimon lo zah holds that you're also in both. Now, it's good to mention over here that would seem to be the Shitas of Yehuda Maseir in the Mishnah. Yehuda Maseir says that you're also in both, but one might be Ma'ir. That the truth of the matter is that the reasoning might not really be the same thing. Yehuda Maseir talks about that Shem Tov Lo Kruya Olav. That's the deciding factor. And Shimon Lazar seems to just be dependent on whether they're both edible or not. And if it's Dakei Lechol, and the Yetz is Dakei Lechol, see also b'shneihem. That's what it would seem like, L'choira. However, the Rishonim Ma'orer that the previous Mishnah. No, let's talk about this. Right? It should come out of a nafkamina that if you have something which both are the derech to eat, but the yoytze doesn't carry the name of the fruit itself. Right? That should be the nafkamina. Example to that is, let's say, by Anov Menyayin. Right? Anov Menyayin, you know, they're both Dark Elechel, but Yayin is not carrying the name Anovim. So, you know, it would seem that that according to Shimon Elazar, the mere fact that they're both eaten, see, also on both. That's according to the way he says it. That's what should be. However, the previous Mishnah says, "Hanedim ben Ayin is mutter, Hanavim is mutter b'Yain." So, does that mean that he argues on that or not? So that's dependent on how you understand Reb Shimon ben Elozor. I think it's the Tosfos over here. Yeah, if you look in the taste over here, there are maschil. The different masach is chacham hayinu tana kama. Or could be that maybe you have a more recently printed gemara. They have maybe it's a little bit further. But by me, it starts with chacham hayinu tana kama. And in that type of masach, zik menai desan. You kol shdak alecho. Right? This is what we're getting at. Kol shdak alecho. The Tosfos says, "Umayri Shishem Toldosay Olov." Yeah, so Tosfos says that Avadam Shimon Elazar is really, really working with what
Rambam says. Darko and Shem.
Right. Umayri Shishem Toldosay the Eloikin less lehanor demanov and mut biyayin. It's like a question, right? That it doesn't seem to be that he argues on that. So that's what Tosfos says. That this is a condition also that you need to have the Shem on it, and he's assuming that that's what we're talking about. So that's not the difference between the two things in the klal. He's talking about something which carries the name of the fruit itself, and in that he's making a chiluk whether it's roy or not. Okay, that's what Tosfos says.
Can I ask a very bad batch of question?
Yeah.
The word toldoso normally means its child. Here it means its father.
Right. What gave
it's moiled.
Was moiled. Yeah, no. Right. That's a good touch over here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So let's take a step back, because this is all very complicated to me.
Okay.
I'm hoping you'll work it out for me.
Okay.
So, meaning, in general, in Adorim, we see you need two things. You need maybe a kavana to ask for something, and you need that your lushan fits with that thing. Is that, are people masking to that, or you need both things?
Mm-hmm.
You need a pivashah? Okay, fine. In this sugya, we're only talking about kavana. Is the person miskaven for this thing when he says these words? Would you say that all of these mishnahs are really just talking about kavana? Trying to fit the whole sugya into it.
Meat package.
Right, yeah. I don't know if that's the right way to learn Torah, but that's the way my mind works.
No. It's good. You're bringing up this question, which is really following us through a large part of this Masechta. The lashon of the Gemara, right, when the Gemara brings the member of the Shittas of Shimon Lazar, was lashon shlan is kavan ze el liyetsim imenu, right? If we want to take out a mashmois from over there, it sounds like a kaponim. That's what's deciding that factor. Now, whether that's the whole sugya, not the whole sugya, right? You're raising a good point. It's something that if you want to tell us what you worked out, we'll listen if you want.
I haven't worked anything out, but I hear the way the Rav is describing the machlokas here in this mishnah that you've got sounds like Rishon LeNazar is anything that you can eat. And it has to have a shame. At this point, we're saying it has to have the shame of what you ossered.
That's what we said over the Tosfos, right?
Right. And it has to be edible. And so the Tana Kama would be holding that you only osser the thing itself and not anything that comes out of it. And Yehuda ben Beseira is ossering anything that comes out of it, he's ushering anything that comes out of it, whether it's edible or not edible. That's the only thing he changes from Shem ben Elazar, is that it doesn't have to be edible.
It doesn't have to, that's what the, one more time.
Yehuda ben Beseira says really, anything that came out of that thing, let's say, and has the shame, anything that's made from the thing you ushered, it itself and anything that's made from it, as long as it has that shame, it's usur, whether it's edible or not edible, and then Shimon ben Elazar is only adding a condition that has to be edible, and the Tana Kama is completely different and holds you're only usuring the thing itself and not things that come out of it, even if they have the name.
Okay, sounds right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, how does that stem with our previous... Now you go back to all the other Mishnahs. So by yayin, we're saying they're edible. So they're really the chiluk of shumin alazer is inapplicable. There, it has a different shame. It's made from the grapes. It's made from the thing you asered, but it doesn't have a shame. And that's why everybody says it's mutter. Because mm-hmm. when you asser grapes, you don't mean wine. Because it has a different shame. That's the way we all understand it.
So I mean, you could still be mistopic in let's just focus right on that. Is it an intention which is missing, right? Or is a lotion which is missing? Right? You could still right. I would think so. Maybe you could be machria, but akaponim initially you could clear, right? These conditions, you know, are they satisfying the same, you know, the same point, or possibly that they come from two different sides? You know, all possibilities are open, right? Till we make a decision on that. Okay, but that's a good point. It's a good point.
Bear back in that mission, it had to do. It seems like it was anything that people would be mistopic from is included, right?
That Mishnah.
That seemed to be the Iker of the way the Ron talked about it, right? You say, you noter. Oh no, sorry. Am I looking at? I think it was the wrong one. What's the one he says? Is Shemin?
That's, I think, a little later, right? Oh, that's the next Mishnah talks about Mistapkin.
Oh, is it? Okay, maybe it's
the next Mishnah by us.
Oh, it's already down here. All right, I'm getting confused. Oh, maybe this is the right.
Gemara, yeah.
Oh, so that's the next one. All right, so I guess we'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then back here on the original one by Ashishim, there it was anything that you call by the name. So again, we still don't know whether that's because of Kavana or Miskaven for that because it's called by that name, or whether it fits the Lushan because it's called by that name. We don't know.
Okay. Okay, good. Very good to bring it up. It has to be always on the right now we're just working the cheshbonis, but you're saying good. You know, the lom is exactly what why do I need these things is something which we could always think about and try to see if we could bring a raya to that. Okay, so what we just pointed out over here was that in as much as the Shimon Lazar, the way he talks over here would seem to be that the only condition is whether it's Roy or not Roy. Hakavanah, the Taisvis, right? Taisvis makes a point over here that seemingly Taisvis is coming from the fact that the Gemara never pointed out Machlekes in the previous Mishnah. That means that everyone agrees to that. So that's why Taisvis says that Shimon Lazar is also. His condition is that we need to have the shame told also, and that's not really what he's focusing on. Right? He's coming to be machalik on two things which have the shame told, and his point is that nevertheless, if it's roy or not roy, that's the chiluk that he's making. Okay, so we're just saying over the Ran, and the Ran points out that the Shimon and Lozor and the Tanakhama argue on two accounts. Because the Tanakh, the Shimon and Lozor holds, Akoponim, you know, in general, like we just said over Tosfos that it will be much the same Shita, like Masera, that if it's Roy, then you're also on both. Tanakhama says that you're only also on the period itself, right? Not the Yoytzi. Now, V'chol She'in Da'ke Lechol, Derech HaYoytzi Mimeno Lechol, sorry, I just went up a line, uv'she'ein da'kei lechol. I'm continuing on now in the Ran. We just discussed that machlekes is concerning da'kei lechol. Da'kei lechol. Now we're in ein da'kei lechol. She'ein da'kei lechol v'derech hayetzi min lechol. Now this is the kind of thing that the food itself is ein da'kei lechol. The yoytzi is da'kei lechol. Osur b'yoytzi mimenu v'loy boy. This is Shitzu Shimon Lozor, that you're also on the Yoytzi and not at itself. V'ho, the Ran says, V'ho mapech le'tanakama le'gamri. And in this case over here, he holds the opposite of the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says that you're always also on the fruit, not the Yaitse. Even in this case over here, you're also in the fruit, not the Yaitse. And over here he says that in this case over here, since the fruit itself is not Roy Lechol, so you won't be also in the fruit, and you will be only also in the Yaitse. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseda, this is the second Tana in our Mishnah, Sovalok Rav Shimon, Bidarke Lechol, could be that the mashmois from the Ran over here is that he's equating, right? This would be machlekes. You see him arguing on Tosfos or agreeing with Tosfos?
Because it doesn't require shame either.
See, that he doesn't make that point. That's true. But on the other hand, he's equating him with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, right? Who he was the one in the Amish who had that condition, right? So on the one hand, the Ran doesn't make this point. You know, it would be the derech of the Ran to make the Cheshbonis of the previous Mishnah, but I see over here that the Ran seems to be equating him with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So that's why in this Tapakti, what we could take out of the Ran over here. Does he mean to make a complete equation, or he's just talking in this context? But that's what Ran is saying. Ran is saying is that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and Rabbi Shimon Elazar, they both agree if it's a dark lechol, they also b'shneihem, which the Tanakhama does not hold. And the machlokes between them two is b'adav shein dark lechol, v'derech yetzei min lechol. Rabbi Yehuda,
is there anyone that is explicitly arguing with the Tosfos, or is that something that we don't have any explicit?
Oh, I haven't seen yet. I haven't seen yet. Maybe someone saw. I haven't seen that explicitly.
Of course, that would make it. You want to more not make an argument. If there's an argument already, then it'd be easier to say that they were arguing. But to create the machlokas takes more.
Mm-hmm.
So also, Tosfos is telling us that if Shimon ben Elazar requires Shimon to say Allah, that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. It doesn't say whether Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds like him. The Ran is saying Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds from Elazar. It doesn't say the reverse. So it could be the argument with an argument. We're still open on that.
Right. That's true. Right, so I would be mistapek mechalt in the Ran, right? What we could take out in a case when it's you don't have the Shem toldosei olov, and probably that the Ran is just talking in the context of these cases that we're using here.
Right, meaning if Yehuda Maseiru would not be like Shimon ben Elazar, the way that Tosfos says it, then he would
basically
argue on the Mishnah before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what we're saying. That's what's in question. Now the Ran continues like this, and the Ran says like this that Upol Galei, the machlek is between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Beseira, or Rabbi Shimon Elazar, he says, and the Rabbi Beseira will be in the case. The machlokes will be by something which is the fruit itself is not derech to eat, and the derech is that the yoytze is to eat. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira loishoni lei. Yehuda ben Beseira doesn't have any difference, right? The halacha always is that you're also in both, right? If you have the condition of Shem Talati. Mitzanami tavayu. They're both also. Then there is a difference whether the fruit is edible or not. In this case, since the peri itself is not edible, therefore he's not also the fruit. He's only also in the yaitze. Now the Ran says like this, right? And Ran just makes the cheshbon in the Gemara. as far as answering the question, the most question was Tanakam Hainu. The Ran just explained, more brought the Braisa. The Ran explained, she described Shimon Lozon the Braisa. Now the Ran says like this, Rabbon Basroid, Masis and Hanum Shimon Lozon. What the more means to say is, that Rabbon Basroid, that last sheet, Chachom Matirin, is from Shimon Lozon, that sheet is from Shimon Lozon, Vishayusa did whom? Oh, so now when we say, in the, they say Chachom Matirin, Vishayusa did who? The heter that they're talking about, Koi ain't dakelechol. It's going specifically in the case of Stevonis, the ain't dakelechol to shori hu gufe, and the heter is on the fruit itself. That's what he's coming to say. The matter that the fruit itself is mutter. Zok the Ran like this. Now umashmali the mishum hochi mashma mimulsayhu the ahagavnu. The Ran says that what is the mashmois over? How are we supposed to know that we're saying that's what it means? But you know what directs the matirin to that specific case? So the Ran says like this: Minikatani storm of a chachom and matirin the mash matavayo pligi. The Ran says is that the mashmois is like this: chachom matirin would sound like he's giving a heter back. And he's arguing on both of the previous tanoim. That means something that both of those tanoim answered. He's coming to say that no, I hold its mutter. Uvamai dishovu tanakamo v'Rabbi Yehuda lisura. And in a certain case where the previous tanoim hold that it's also shoru inhu. That's what the chachamim are matim. Umishim hochi pshito the astivania is koi. And that's how we know that. It definitely has to be going on Stevonius. I mean, is what he's bavoring right now is, well, you still have two cases, right? So you have it's something that they both answered. I mean, they both answered Kaponim the pre by Tamarim also, right? So the Ran says, but it's Poshetos that he's not arguing on that. He's coming to argue on Stevonius. The ika taima lehete, because over there there's a reason to be matrit. The mishum shein dake lechol, since it's not the derech to eat it. Ika lemeimad le niskaven eliyetz man. That's what we could say over there that his intention was not for the food itself, only for the yotze. That tomorim the shavu nami taver lisuro. The case of tomorim, true that's also a case of that they both answer, and you know you might have wanted to say. that he's coming to be mad at that. On that, Zokteran, that's not an option. Lekol ameimar dusho rabon basroi min hatmorim delishri b'tmorim gufayu lekatayim leteiro. So he's saying, you know, if you just make the cheshbon, that's an option. But in svara, there's no svara to say that he argues on that. So that's what brings us to the conclusion that if he's coming to argue on something that the previous Tanoim agree with, the only thing that it's possible to argue on is the din of Stevonis, that both Tanoim held that the fruit itself is also, and Avin Choma coming to say that the fruit is mutter in this case because, like Rav Shimon Loza holds, if you ask for something that the fruit itself is in Daka Lechol, then his kavon, his intention is on the Yoitze only, and therefore the fruit itself is mutter.
It's interesting, there's a shita that doesn't seem to exist here. That when it's darcho le'echol, you're asering just that thing. And when it's lo darcho le'echol, you're asering only yotzevehim.
Right. Why?
Why don't we have such a shita? Is that a question?
it seems to be... this might be a little bit totally on the problem we discussed before, whether Shimon Lozer and say hold the same thing. But assuming that they do, there's really two different issues over here, right? So theoretically, you're right, but I guess that we don't find such a Tana who happens to hold of these two things. But theoretically, it really could be like that. Theoretically, it could have been. These are two different points, which are not dependent on each other. Mm-hmm. right? So unless someone could explain some kind of dependency, I would agree with you that it could have been because they're two independent issues. It just happens to be that there isn't, right? Okay. Right, the Ran says, "Lin haloch kam tanikama." The haloch is like the tanikama itself. The beim b'tmorim beim sfonis eni osa el bohen. Avoloi b'dvash v'choymitz shelohen. The haloch is like tanikama. Now let's go back over here to the Ran in the Mishnah.
I mean, I'm just interested in the way that Tanakama comes out is that you're ossering something that you wouldn't have eaten anyway.
Well, everyone really in the Mishnah holds like that, right? That Bechlal the Isser, you're saying that according to the Tanakama, you're specifically ossering, let's say, something
that you weren't going to eat anyway. And that was your intention.
So, I'll tell you the truth. See how.
What?
One second. Now, you want to know if you ask a bit Loshna Achila, are you also Bahano?
What's his Loshna here? Unless it's Hanoid and means just Achila, means Hano also. Because that would kind of address his concern.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think we had before that. unless someone specifically mentions Hano, if it's a bar achila, his ikar intention is achila. Now these stivonis, how. Not roi lachila, are they? Let's see, dark lecha, right? Dark lecha and roi lachila. I'm not sure if it's necessarily the same thing. Look at the Mishnayim exactly how they speak out what it is. And of caution, but roi that's roi lecha. That's how Tosis speaks it out. But
people are sitting around eating these things that asks himself to doesn't want to eat.
It's definitely an ain dakalechel. I mean, that's that much. It definitely is. Right? How far away do people stay away from these things? How much of a shasad chak do you need in order to eat them? And you have to be back and train them about that. Pick up on my shmoes. Right. Okay.
I know I'm.
Yeah?
I don't want to confess being a cheapskate, but I know when my wife peels cucumbers, you always tell her not to throw away the peels, and I wash them out and eat them. Okay. That's it. So I'd say that's something like, ain't dark a lechol, but you know, you could eat it. It's not. And I'll give you my dress afterwards if you want to send them.
Okay, Lumazin.
And according to the Tanakama, then the previous mission is a little bit more pshita for the Tanakama. Because here we're saying even if it's got a shame, it's still mutter. And there, where it has a different shame, kal v'chomer. Would you learn that way?
What was that? I didn't have that again.
Here, where the Yotze Behem has the same shame, and nevertheless we matter it. There, where it's Yain Anavim, and so Yotze Behem, but it's got a different shame, Kal V'chomer.
Okay.
Would you say that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That could be, right?
So it just tells us it's more tradition, it tells us better.
Let's see over here this next issue that the Ran raises over here. we're over here in the Mishnah. We're in the third day of Ma'aseh v'Chacham Matir. So after the Ran mentions the Gemara of Hanatan Nekama, there's a Ve'ikula Medak. Ikula Medak. Tanakamo Mani lo Rabbi Yosi v'lo Rabbonu. The Ran raises a question. Right? The Tanakam Shitna Mishnah is the person answers a fruit, so the Isser is only on the fruit and not the Yoytze. On that, asks the Ran the following question. Tanakam Mani lo Rabbi Yosi v'lo Rabbonu, do Amrin le'el the fluke of the Kum v'cholov. We had a machlekes in the previous Mishnah, Kum v'cholov. The Gemara over here told us, "Tchol hecha de korle kuma de chalbo, oser afilu rabbonon." The Gemara, in explaining the machlekes over there, really, the Gemara told us that it has to do with what it's called. You know, so means in principle they agree with each other. It just that their sheet is good because of what you called it. The Ran says that. The chol hecha de korle kuma de chalbo. if it was called kuma de chalbo, osa afilu rabbonon. Means if it carries the name. So frekter ran udrash tfor mochem sifone is litzu mehay taimu. Right, our mission says right, it has shem toldosay on it. So the Ran raises a question over here that the Gemara before. So the Tanoim before, everyone agrees to this. So this Shita Tanakama, how does this stem with the Gemara before? Just thinking of where the root of the question starts from. See, the Ran seems to ask the question that it's agreed upon by everyone that it's really totally on whether it has the visual name still here. That's what he's asking. So if that's true, so then Rabbi Yosi doesn't come out like either, you know, and we're not quick to say that there's another Shita. You could talk, I think that maybe you really could ask the question a little bit differently, because it's the mission itself doesn't say that. Right? The Gemara was coming to explain what the root of the machlokes is. Right? So once we have a Rabbi Yosi over here, who seemingly seems to not Rabbi Yosi. Once we have Shitas Hanakama, right, who answers. Even though it has the name, even though it has the name, so then, right. So we might want to ask the question really on the Gemara itself over there. Why did the Gemara take on that it's poshut? That if it carries the name, it will be Osir, and the Machlekes must be what you call it. Well, if you learn like that, then our Shitas Rabbanan over here is doesn't stem with anyone, right? So, on the contrary, we should have taken out of our mission that there's a man the Omer that holds that even though it carries the name, nevertheless it's Mutter.
Would have been the Maila. Still, either way, you have a Machlokes. Told you again by doing that.
The Ran's Kasha, basically, right? Right.
And you would have ignored the issue of Shem Aviv Karelav. You would not be Mechalik between Shem Aviv.
You won't be Mechalik.
The Machlokes of Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi in the previous Mishnah is irrespective of whether Shem Aviv
Karelav. Right. Well, the Machlokes will be whether you need that or not. Right, let's see. Right. Is that right? And it will be dependent, let's say, on the machlekes over here, right? does the shame of, do you need the shame of to ask to, right?
But then you just have a good petition, so the same machlekes twice.
Okay, so maybe that's where that's coming from. That might be a cheshbon. Okay, we're just pointing out a point over here that that the where the Ran is asking from, it's really a Gemara, which the Gemara decided that, right? That's a point, right? Yeah. Okay, but you have to, you know, work out the cheshbonis and to, you know, to get to the bottom of this. Akoponim. So the Ran right now is asking the question like that. Now, remember that Gemara is talking about kum and cholov, and that Gemara Dr. Ran is that everyone seems to agree that if you would call kum the chalba, if the shame of it would still be related to the, if the shem chol would still be related to the kum, then it would be aser. And the machlekes, so it's not really not even machlekes. It's just pushed what they called it in that place. Frekteran, if that's so, that means everyone agrees that if it has the shem aviv on it, it'll be aser. And then this mishnah, which seems to be that's the hanocha over here, that it has the kol shem tulati kuri olav. And the Tanakhama is matter. That's the Ran's question. Now let's see if we could understand the Ran's teretz.
I mean, are we still bothered by the Ran's kasha? I mean, are we bothered by the Ran's kasha, or we're okay with Ran's kasha?
We're okay with Ran's kasha. We're just pointing out that I mean, the Ran is coming after the Gemara. Right, we're just pointing out that you really could have maybe asked the question on the Gemara itself, just sort of rearranging. You know, the question is that, you know, these variables. The question, you know, we just want to know is how to ask the question. Who takes responsibility over here? Right, the Ran is starting as if, you know, the Gemara is like it's a fact, and based on that, you know, so Frekteran, you know, how do you learn over here? Right.
Meaning only once we know that the Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakham over there weren't arguing, now we have a problem with our Mishnah.
Right.
What's our Mishnah right. Coming to now say, I mean, now there is a Machlokas when there was no Machlokas.
Right. How's it with that?
Okay, fine.
Right.
Right.
You know, maybe that really is what the Ran is asking, right? You know, according to the Baal HaShas that decided that you know that was the premise over there. So then, you know, he has a Rabbi Yossi left out. What is how does he shtim that?
It makes it harder to get to his answer. Maybe you know, the way he states the question the way he does, assuming the Gemara, because otherwise you've got to question the Gemara, and then he doesn't come up with the answer that he comes up with. No, I don't know. Let's say maybe not.
Yes, yeah, so I mean, according to what we're saying now, right, we're going to have to say that you know, these svaros were partial to the Baal HaShas, right?
Right.
Rather than starting with a premise, you know, and and just showing that that must be the Tanoim themselves, or, you know, it obligates us to say that. Let's see. Yesh loimer deloy domi. Dilga bekum decholov hakum loy nishtane mitzura letzura. The Ran says as follows, that in the previous case, by kum and cholov, the kum did not undergo any change. The mekar namik shai murav b'cholov, initially, when the kum was mixed with the cholov, ba'ois etzura atzmahoyu, that was in the same form. It was just a separation. Aval hocho nishtane haguf. He brings this from the Rajba. So let's just see here the facts, and let's see if we could understand what's the basis of this over here. But the Rajba says that there is a basic difference, that in our cases over here, the Dvash, Tmorim, and the Chemis Tivaniyos, the Yotze undergoes a change, from what it originally was. That's why the Tanakhama over here is matter, even though it has the Shem on it. This, that, in the Gemara before, that the Cholov, or I'm sorry, the Kum of the Cholov, everyone would agree if it carries the Shem, would be also, that's because it doesn't go on, hasn't undergone any change.
I mean, you can really ask Akasha on this whole svara, which I think is what he's going to answer with the Va'od.
Okay.
Which is that, but Kum is in Chalba. And here, Devash is really the Tamarin. And you could have said, exactly so, the other way.
So, is that a question on the svara he's saying, or you're...
Well, he's saying the Kum doesn't... Why is there more of a reason to Asr by the Kum? Because, you said Chalba. And we're asering kum. Why? Because the kum didn't change. Okay, true, but kum isn't chalba. Here, you said tamarim, and you're asering, and you want to try to aser, dvash tamarim. Okay, so true, it's got the name, that helps you. Here we're matering it. So it's true, it changed, so that's helping you, but, It is the same thing. Meaning, kum's not chalba. Kum was never chalba. But the devash, what?
What's the matzias? Where do you get that from in terms of matzias? Why are you saying that cream is not chalba?
Well, the Ran says it. The Ran says it back here. The kum lav chalba. I'm only really quoting from the Ran. Sorry.
One second. So let's just see where we're starting from over here. Sorry. The Rashba brings over here. just what he sets up, and then we'll see if we can understand it, and then we'll see what we need to ask on it. But the way he's mechalik is, we're being mechalik in the Shittas Tanakhama. The Tanakhama, and the facts are like this, is that in our Mishnah, that it has the name, right? The Dvash Tmorim has the name of the Tmorim. Nevertheless, the Tanakhama is Matarit. The basis of that is the fact that the Dvash Tmorim has undergone a change. Granted that it was Atzmai Ubisoroi of the Tmorim itself. Right.
But that, it's not Tmorim anymore.
That might be a difference that you could deal with, but that's not playing a role.
He's focusing on the
Right.
Well, matrim because it changed, and it's not tomorrow.
So that means like this. Let's just hear what he's saying. Right. That he's saying therefore he holds that the fact that it carries the name is not going to help me if there's a change in the tzura. Name is not going to help me for that. The only time name will help is if the thing is in its original state. Right, that's the chesed that he makes. Now, in trying to understand that, maybe we can ask. Maybe this is what you're asking. The fact that kum is not cholov, but so you see that the shem is a good relator here, right? So how is it possible that the shame can't relate the dvash tmorim to the tmorim, the fact that it underwent a change? I mean, true that the kum didn't undergo a change, but we got to relate it to the cholov, right? So what does it help the fact that it didn't change, but how was it related to the cholov? Elamai, the shame could relate it. So then why is the dvash worse? Right, very good. Right, that's a question that bothered me also. Right,
you can't just say that. That's a good svara, and had we had a Tana that said it, we would understand what that Tana is saying. But it's not mukhrach to say that. In other words, you could say that either part, right, either name or switching, an etzim switching of the item could be a connection, and but you don't have to. You know, it's really two independent questions, and the Tanayim don't seem to be mechalek. In a case,
well, I'll tell you what, you're saying, but let me just point out we were asking and you know what we have to talk. See, the question over here is based on the fact that kum and chalav are two different things, right? And it would seem to be that the Shem could relate, you know, two independent things. So why can't it relate the Dvash Tmorim to the Tmorim? That's what we want to know.
You hear the question?
Mm-hmm.
Just like he asked Chalba. Mm-hmm. And when we're asking Kum, why? Because you called Kum the Chalba. Right. He didn't ask her Kum, and he didn't ask her Kum de Chalba. He asked her Chalba. Mm-hmm. But because it's called Kum de Chalba, the name is enough to do it. Why? Because it didn't change. But here, where he asked her Tamarim, and now you have Devash Tamarim, right? It's called Devash Tamarim. Why does the fact that it changed make it worse? Right? Mm-hmm. And Lehefich, right? The Devash Tamarim is mamish made from the Tamarim, whereas the Kum is a different, right? So we could have said even lehefich, and so we've got two different questions. Like, okay. why does the shinui make it more mutter? And
what's your question?
What?
What's the first question?
He asked chalba, and now we're saying even though he didn't ask for kum, we're asking kum because it's called kum de chalba. He asked tamarim, and it's called devash tamarim. So why don't you ask the Devash Tamarim just because it's called, even though he answered the Tamarim, ask the Devash Tavarim just like you answered Kum de Chalba when he just said Chalba.
So that he says the two will change.
That's his answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're trying to understand.
But then comes the second question.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Well, two questions.
Yeah. When you're saying though, by the milk, that has the same name. Aren't we saying that mamish has the same name that you wouldn't call that in his place? They would mamish call whey milk. When they say milk,
I thought it means they had two names. They called it kum dechabah. The Mora says, right? They didn't call it cholov, but it was kum dechabah. But I think that's what the Mora said. No.
Mm-hmm. May I suggest something? So I really like that you brought in the rat, like that blew me away for a minute. But to put it in context, if you zoom out, there's three scenarios we're comparing here, right? The lentils, which are fried in honey, the whey, which is extracted from milk, and the honey, which is coming from the dates, right? Those are the three things that we're comparing. That rant is in the context of comparing it to the lentils. And always, when we think about like different types of changes, we think about the level of change, the impact is being driven by what does a person think? Because it's all in the dark. What is a person thinking of when he says this item and it undergoes some kind of change? How big is that change? Is that change big enough to extract it from its original shame, right? What you said. So what was I in mind?
Mm-hmm.
So in that context, you could maybe play around with it. So like, okay, so compared to lentils fried in honey, the lentils themselves, no, they weren't ground up, there was nothing extracted, the lentils stayed identical. You added something, and you fried it, and you changed its externals, but it itself never changed. So compared to that, cream from whey being extracted from milk, it's more, that says, whey is not milk, it's not the original thing, right? In that context, it's more of a change. But we're comparing the change of whey from milk to the change of dvash from the, so then you talk about the tzura change, that's a whole different thing. Where does a person see it? I don't see honey when I think of the what it looks like as a tzura is, so is the visual, the form, right? So I don't, dvash tomorrow are two different things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's why it's mutu. I mean, that's right. The answer that he's giving. Because of the tzura of the change, so you don't think of dvash tomorrow as tomorrow,
right.
Whereas you thought of Kalba as
Kalba. The previous one is in the, only in the context of the comparing it to Adashim versus Ashishim.
Okay, I'm not sure. I think that he's making there is a klal that Kum is not Kalba.
Kum itself, that cannot be so simple. It can't be as like balabatish as that, right?
Well, alright, okay. I, I certainly accept half of what you said. Right. The other one I'm going to put a pin in. Because I think if you see the Va'ud, I don't know.
Okay, well, you know, I want to get to the Va'ud. I just want to just add maybe one point, one slight point over like this. Just, I mean, the way I was asking the question, so maybe we can make it a little easier. See, the way I was asking the question was that Kum and Chab are really two different things. They always were two different things. And you see that the name could relate one to the next. So why should Tamarim be different? Right? That's you know, that was the question. But maybe we have to just point out one thing. That if the milk and if the Chol and the Kum were not created together, right, then possibly the fact that you call it Kumo de Chalba, you know, Butaka wouldn't help. It's only because that they have some kind of relation. They're born together, you know, in the same thing. Right? So that's why the Shem helps over there. Right? Now, yeah. If that's so then there's Mokum for us to say that now that the Vashon underwent the change, and that change disassociated it from what originally was. We know, that's like saying, right? We know what it came from, right? But today, it has no relation. So that's why the Shem is not going to help us. This, that it helps, right? Chol, because the relation that it had initially, even though it was talking was two different items, but the relation that it had is still here. Nothing changed as far as that's concerned. In other words, if the Kum would have undergone a change, and now we won't see that this is the same thing that was born together with the Cholo, then in the Chanami. That would be this. But that's what we mean to say over here. That the relation that the Kum had with the Cholo initially, whatever, it's a lighter relation, it's not a high nah, but there was some kind of relationship that they were both created together, that's still Kayim, and that's why the Shem helps.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
Now let's see the Va'oid in the round. Bill, yo, how are you today? You doing okay? You see where we are?
I know we are.
Yeah, okay.
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 But the small lines in the round.
Yeah, okay.
He'll pop in when he's ready.
Okay. But oi.
I don't know where I am.
Okay. But oi, the round says as follows. The Bekum, ki korole kuma de chalbo, mipnei shadayin teres chol of olov korole. The round over here now says, Olam Neshechilik, and he's going and telling us that there could be one of two reasons why something would carry the name. Zokteran that by Kum and Cholov, this that it's called Kum the Chal Neshadayin Teres Cholov Olav Korolei. The reason why it has a name is because it relates Beetzem to the Cholov. V'loy LaHafresh Ben Zeh LaAcher She'ein Nikr Kumo. It's not just just giving me what I'm referring to, and letting me know I mean this and not that. It'll be clear in the Amalim when he explains the next over here. So Ran, that this stat over here, this is what the Tanakhama holds, that this stat. That it has the Shem over here is not this that the name is Taka still here and it's referred to as that is not because it still carries the property of the Av. Ella hafresh bein dvash tmorim dvash acher. It's just a way of knowing what we're referring to. The name is not an intrinsic indication of how we view the thing itself. It's just a divider, just to know what's what. Right? So then, Ryan's saying over here, this is talking an important insight on kind of thing. Right? That something has the name, there could be different reasons why it carries the name or not.
Adjective versus noun.
What?
Adjective versus noun.
Adjective versus noun. Okay.
It's not a shame. A shame has to be a noun. Here's not a noun. It's an adjective.
Okay. Okay. Is that right? I'm not familiar with the term. Yeah. So good. But I hear what you're saying. Right.
I mean, there aren't a lot of different kinds of kum. There's one kum, and we're saying it's kum of chalpa. Because it's be'etzem a chalpa. Mm-hmm. Right. This, there are lots of devashim. So I'm saying, don't give me that devash. Give me this devash.
Very good. Right. Right. Very good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this answer is something that we can relate to, and this is something you say this take a chiluk and an important insight over here. Right. Ran tells us that we could have two things which seem to be similar, but the root of why they have the name is two different things, and therefore it'll make a difference in how we view it. All right, Momazen, let's see the Mishnah right. Next Mishnah. Hanoidim na yayin mutu bien tapuchim. So makes a nether on yayin. Stam, right? He doesn't give any explanation. What it says, yayin stam. He's mutu bien tapuchim, or min Hashem mutu b'shem shum shumim, min advash. He's mutu b'vash tmorim, min achoimitz mutu b'choimitz stivonios. Let's just skip to the next case in the Mishnah. Min hayerek zmut biyakas hasoda shuhu shem levai. That in all these cases in the Mishnah, the nether was, he referred to something stam, and the issue over here is whether this type is nichlal in the stam, and that the Mishnah says, well, anything which has a shem levai, which has a descriptive name, it needs the description. The mere fact that it needs the description tells us that min hastam, it's not included.
Wow. The shem levai is the extra word at the end, when it says yayin tapuchim. The word tapuchim is the shem levai?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. So that indicates to us that if we wouldn't mention tapuchim, then yayin itself is not going to include this. Right, so that's what the Mishnah means, that in all these cases it's mutter because it has a shem levai.
You're saying like the rosh only,
as opposed to you understood.
The Rosh says, "Shem Levai, I could have corresponded with every case Mishnah."
Oh, right.
I thought it was argued.
Maybe you're right. I was saying over the Rosh, right? That's how I was explaining it. I didn't see anyone argue Lehedya on that. Let's see the Ran over here. The Ran says right away. He talks that nosuch, right? Hanoidem minayayim mutu bein tapuchim kimin sheish Shem Levai lo mikro yayin stam. Right, so he definitely talks that's the reason.
In the first
right?
case, but not in the middle of the creation, I think he did.
Oh, sorry, I didn't get to the creation yet. Right? That's why I jumped over that, right? Because that case is something that doesn't fit in so well. Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, what about Shemin?
Right, Shemin. So I was understanding that Shemin is also like that, that Shemin Shumshmin is not referred to as Shemin Shtam. If you want to talk about, if you want to include Shumshimin, you have to mention that that's what you mean.
In Eretz Yisrael, because the Mishnah was written in Eretz Yisrael.
No, but let's say a makom where they use,
I want to get to that.
Okay.
Right, because this Mishnah over here at this point doesn't talk about Mistapim at all. That's not playing a role. Right? And I want to get to that to see how these two things stem. Right?
Okay.
Right, you're touching on a point. On a point. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
okay, so as far as the Mishnah is concerned, right, we just see that's tolling shem levai or not. That's what it is. Now, this case that we skipped over here, min hakrish mutu bekaf loitos. So first of all, we gotta know what these two things are. I didn't see the Rishonim over here explaining. Someone told me over, from, he must have had a Gemara, maybe a Masif or something like that, that it's the same min, just one's big and one's small. Do you have such a thing?
Yeah, I think I saw it somewhere.
Do we have a word over here for the name of this vegetable here?
In Croatian it says it's karsi.
Karasi, oh, they call it karasi, which is our leeks. That's
leek.
That's
how we
they use
tachel
leeks. Okay.
The first verse is karasi hagada be'eretz Yisrael.
Oh. So maybe someone called it wrong.
He calls it here leek with a head. Right. The term leek and he has some probably Latin or something. Okay. His ordinary night used to refer to, is ordinarily used to refer to the related leak with a head.
It's not. Left that
I'm sorry, not yeah. Thank you. Yeah, that could change the meaning.
So what are the two things? What's the creation and what's the kafloid?
If it's like leeks and scallions, like they're or maybe English they were a little closer.
The first one
even,
is regular leek, and the second one is leek with a head.
Oh, so it's okay. So I understand. And then someone's telling me big and small, and I wasn't.
Different type of leek.
Leek with a head makes a different species.
Which
that's what the English says. The normal leek doesn't have a head.
The ones we have don't have a head. So we don't know what the head looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Is it on the white part or the green part?
Well, some people have a leak from the faucet. That's
right. Now, this, the halacha over here, in Kriya Shemot B'Kafloita, is, I mean, the reasoning for that doesn't seem to be and have anything to do with the rest of the Mishnah over here. The rest of the Mishnah talks about something which. No, it's yayin, this is that, right? There's a shem levai. Over here, it seems to be two different names. And that's the basis of why it's mutter, because it's cool to refer to as something different, even though essentially it's, you know, it's the same leak. So it's a little questionable what's it doing in the Mishnah, but frat, that it seems to be, mamish, right in between everything over here. Right. Did anyone see anyone and be more this question?
The difference is one is regular karsi, one is karsi agog of Eretz Yisrael.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Shekrishim hein ketanim ekovus hein kishim gedolim is the
oh who's this the mefarish oh from the mefarish okay that's where that came from the mefarish over here.
Right, the Bach changes the oh. We have it says kitten.
Right, right.
The Bach changes it to katanim.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay, so that comes from the Bach. Okay, so that's what that is. The Bach in the Mefarish. Mm-hmm.
I have a balabatish offer to your other question.
Yeah, which question?
The question of what is doing in this Mishnah.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this could be this is Balabatish, so it's the easy way out.
Okay.
But the Tanoim were often, you know, they were giving over some topic, you know, as a horah to somebody, and he concluded a bunch of things in this thing, and they brought it down just the way the original Tana said it, even though Taka, you know, he was talking about two different issues. That's it. Maybe there could be a better answer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you hope so.
Okay. That's okay.
Now, if you look in the Tosfos over here, min akrishim mut bekafloitos, you see that Tosfos, afal pishim min krishin hein, heimbo, sheyesh lohem shem levai. So Tosfos calls this, he refers to as a Shem Levi. Now, I always thought that Shem Levi means, you know, it has the general name and the specific name, right? This, I wouldn't call this a Shem Levi. It means it sounds like a different Shem. So that means Tosfos is understanding. I don't understand well why that's so, but Tosfos is saying that this is in the category of Shem Levi. Something which has...
Levi can be a nickname.
Attached to Levi. Levi means to accompany something.
So maybe then the Mishnah just left it off. Maybe really they called them Kaplutos to crush him, to crush him. And we just left it out. Well, they knew that maybe this thing came off of the Krishan even or something like that. And they sold it, they kind of would cut it off separately.
I think this explanation might be a bit off.
Okay, fine. So we'll see maybe someone happens to come across something on this, he'll let us know. But the Vayel would just be Ma'ir the Ha'ora and the Tosfos, which Tosfos says something on this, but I don't really understand so well. Right, when they get to Shem Levi, okay, maybe we have to review our view Shas over here a little bit, and then remember where the other applications where the Gemara talks about that. Shem Levi. Okay.
I mean, what's the Ron coming to tell us?
What's he adding?
I don't know. What's he adding? And he's not helping us with our problem.
Yeah, right. I would. Right. I would not be helped. But Ron, I guess he's not. Doesn't feel like he needs to address that.
So was it so pushy to him? Has none of these problems bothered him?
Yeah. Good question. Nice.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
That it's based on like just complete assumption. I have no fact to base it on. I trying to think of an example in our parlance where you would say something is a shame of right, even though using a different word. I can't remember an example. So we'll use the word car, right? The word car.
Yeah.
An automobile car, right? But you use also EV for electric vehicle. Now really vehicle and car are not the same thing. But the E of EV is a shame of right. It defines what type of car is it. Because your default car runs on gas. The EV runs on electric. So even though it's a different vehicle and car, not the same way, it's a shame of that. So maybe in their dictionary, you know, it works the same way. But you have to be in their culture. It's proving that it's shy to have a shame of that, even though it's a completely different word, it's not.
Okay, right. I hear that. Okay, that's something that I got to think about. And okay, so if anyone has any information on that in the future, please let us know. Okay, let's see. Zokt Gemara. Yep. Tanya, Hanoid Ma Shemen Baron Sisra Mutter Bishemen Shumshmin. For awesome Shemen Zayas. Mishnah says the Brisa says as follows: someone makes a neder and he mentions shemen. He's in Eretz Yisrael, so the shemen that he's talking about in halacha in din, it only refers to shemen zayis and not shemen shumshmin. Therefore, he's only awesome shemen zayis and his mutter b'shemen shumshmin. Over Bavel. In Bavel is the opposite: also b'shemen shumshmin mutter b'shemen zayis. It's not clear minei bei why that's so. From the next bava, it would seem to be them reveal what's behind this. Welcome shemstap mizeh mizeh also bizeh vizeh. In a place that both are used, then he's also on both. Right, so that would seem to indicate, and that's in the Ran Taka, it says that the basis of this halacha is usage. In Eretz Yisrael, right, they had olive trees, so that was the usage of oil came from Zayis. The use of oil came from Zaysim, from olives, and they didn't use Shemen Shumshim. So, being that that's what they had, so he's referring to what people use. And in Bavel, the opposite, they didn't have olive trees there, and therefore their Shemen came from Shumshimin. So when someone asks the Shemen, he's referring to what's being used. And therefore the Mishnah says that if in a place that has both, so the halacha is that he's also on both.
Even this can change from time to time though. I mean, if in Bubble they suddenly start using olive oil because whatever reason, then the shame will change to olive. Shemen will be olive.
Could be, that's true.
It's not like this is a halacha forever. This is a halacha of that time when they're frozen.
Isn't that what the Seifa means?
Yeah, right. Hasig Mustapkin. Right, yeah, that's real right. what we're saying here.
Correct.
Right?
And I think that's included when we talk about importing. Right? Yeah. Importing also about the Fiat Mokrim and the Fiat Mat.
That's correct. Yeah. So nowadays, everything is everywhere.
Now, let's just see over here, this line over here. The Gemara wants to know what's the Chiddush. You also in both. That's Pshita, for the Gemara. That is Pshita. Leitzricha, the Rub Mincha Mistapkin. The Roiv, Ruba Mincha Mistapkin. That most of the usage in this place comes from one specific type. The other is used only in a mute. Mild same of Ozel Bosa Ruba Kamash Malon. That the Tanis come to tell me that if he wouldn't have said this, I would have thought that maybe the Roiv establishes the din, that he would only be Osir on the Roiv. Kamash Malon, that's the Tanis come to tell me that even the meat is Osir. Zoch the Gemara Sofik Yisura Luchumra. Now let's just think about this for a moment. That Roiv and Miut. Roiv and Miut. Now we know what he said over here is a Mistapkin. Right? It has to do with the usage. Now Roiv and Miut that we have Ba'almo, Roiv is Roiv. 51-49 is Roiv. Right? Now, that would be a little difficult to me, Akoponim, to say that the Roiv and the Meat that we're talking about over here is the numbers of a Roiv and Meat that we have by Alma. It's hard to say that the person's, his intention is on the 51 as opposed to the 49. I mean, 49 is a pretty prevalent percentage of usage. So if I would have the right to make a comment over here, I would think that the Raven Meat that we mean over here is not the same numbers as Raven Meat that we have by Alma. And what we're coming to say is that there's a substantial difference between the two. Right? Exactly what the numbers are, I couldn't tell you, but I would think that's what we mean over here. That's point number one. Now, point number two is like this, is that the Gemara tells us, Kamash Malon, the Gemara is moist of some words over here, that Sofik Isura L'chumra, and Kimavui like in the Ram.
Really awesome, just that we go L'chumra.
Well, I mean, it's not a Vada Yaakovanim, right? I mean, it's us, right? So, I wasn't really expecting the Gemara to say this. I would have thought that the Gemara was just going to say, Kamash Malon, that even a Miyit, right? Saif kol saif, that, it's used, so therefore, it's bechlal, mistapkim zeh mizeh.
It's included in the nether.
Right, right.
Does that argue your first point?
It's argue with what?
It argues with your first point about the Miyashiv Nimsa.
Why would that be?
Because I understood your first point was based on what does the person have in mind. Since it's a roiv nimsa, miyut nimsa, 49%, so when he said, he meant that word also. But if it's not a din in darim of what do people think, it's a din in the suffix, so we have to pass him the chumra, then it's...
So I thought the suffix gufo is what he has in mind. That's what I thought the Gemara was saying. Right, that means that granted we're talking about the chais, using numbers 10-20%, right? That's that people use it, and the Gemara is saying that Kamash Balon, that Yesh Lehistapik on a 20%, whether he included that also, and it'll be also misafik.
What did you think the suffik was?
Halachic.
Okay.
We don't.
Meaning whether it fits into that lushan?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay. Fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the point that we're just pointing out over here is that the Gemara is telling us that it's a sofik. So the mild is same is there's not a complete chazor in that. The mild is same or the tzad that maybe he doesn't not referring to is still playing a role. Right? It's not definite, but it's creating a sofik, and at the end of the day, it's not more than a sofik. So whatever the numbers over here that we're dealing with, I'm saying that's bechlal, what the Gemara's shak v'tari over here, the halacha in that case is that it's also misofik. Right? That's so whatever nafkaminis you have on something which is also only mitam sofik will apply to this. Now, if you look in the Tosfos over here, I want to see what you feel over here. in the Tosfos. Yeah, you see Mal de Seima. You see the Tosfos in different Masim Mal de Seima. Mal de Seima zil basa ruba v'lenis kavin lesser atzmoi ela ba'oise min shemistapkin haroiv. Kamash melon de gam me oise shemistapkin amid osar atzmoi. See the words of the Tosfos. Tosfos, the way he speaks out the Gemara, Kamash Melon, no, that he was Mechavin also for the meat. Right? It would seem to me that there's no Sophic over here. Right? And that therefore brings me to wonder whether Tosfos was Goris these words in the Gemara itself. Right? You see, because if you read the Tosfos, Tosfos fears always, like, you know, what we were expecting the Gemara to say, Kamash Melon, that his intention isn't on even a meat usage. That's how Tosfos says it. Tosfos doesn't talk about any svekis. Do the Mechosh Mavrei and make this point? See if anyone points this out.
I have two.
Yeah? What do you say?
I have two Nakudas in this. Then you can create two Navkaminas. Uh-huh. One is, what if he's Mefarish?
Mefarish what?
I meant this and not that.
Afterwards?
Yeah, we say, Stam Nadarim Lahachmir. Mefarshim lahakil, right? That's a claw we have.
You can be mefarsh afterwards, and that's varm shabalei.
But he's referring to halacha. However, you understand this halacha, but the halacha is tamer dorim alahach, prushim lahakil, right? Right. However, you understand how that works.
There are some things that are considered dorim shabalei, and we don't accept his perush, and sometimes we do accept his perush. Okay, to understand the context, but we do. Okay, you could argue maybe this is a case where you wouldn't accept, but Lachor, it seems like one where you would accept. So that would be, to
just
me,
asking.
One thing. If it's
just
what?
So just ask him, we don't need that.
No, so the Stam, the case where it would be Machbers, he doesn't know. I don't know what I meant by Shemin.
You don't know what you meant?
He didn't have anything specific
in mind.
Right.
Yeah. But if he would say, I specifically meant olive oil, or I specifically meant, you know, sesame oil, then it would be, that would be one nafkamina, of whether it's a suffix or a vaday. And the other would be, what about, later we're going to have a mishnah about limluchi. Let's say somebody says, go buy me oil. Does he have to ask, right, and let's say 80% of people use olive oil, and 20% use sesame oil. And he says, go buy me oil. And he comes back with olive oil. And he says, you know, or let's say he comes back with sesame oil.
So
did he do his shlichus?
mm-hmm.
He finds there's no olive oil. Does he have to come back and say, oh, there was no olive oil, can I get sesame oil?
That reminds me of the Gemara in Gittin with the rich lady who... bring me the best bread, and then there's nothing after this.
Right. Stupid
for that, right?
At some point,
Okay.
And here, do you agree that those could be nafkaminas between whether it's a suffix or not?
Could be. The second nafkamina, I have to admit that I'm not so clear on that. But I just have to remind myself that sugya.
All right. Well, a dap or two. What?
We're talking about rove and meat here. We're talking about rove people using that type of oil, or rove people referring to that type of oil as plain oil as compared to...
I thought we meant mistapkin, the usage. We're talking about usage. Right? The Reuven Chaim is mistapkin.
There's a massive sugya in there. I don't know how it could relate to this. It's above my head.
Did I mention there's a ritva that Rabbi Davis had?
What do you have over here? Let's see what he has over there first.
I can't do it justice. I can read words.
Okay.
So, the ritva if he had in mind, if he would say that he had in mind, so your question, then the ritva says he's believed, the test is not believed. Then the Lechem Mishnah asks a question. This is like the whole sugya here. So many answers. This has been a common heart, the commissioner,
the way that question was explained on the tape was that the Gemara answers that over here you don't go after the Rob, you go after because you go the Hakam. What do you mean? Rob is because of the suffix. Rob is dafka when there is a suffix. He said when you don't have a suffix, you don't go after Rob. Your own dafka Rob is and it's a din called Darkuni, go by Rob. So.
I feel like this is just a whole different thing. I mean, Rove is you've got an Isser and a Heter. And the one is coming to be Mavatel the other.
Why do you think
you don't have here what?
That's not true.
Why do you think it's only that case? Why are you limiting
the That's not true. When you have your Buster Rove, you have a Bezdin, right?
But there you've got right. I mean, you've got in front of you people who are saying you know Zakai, and people are saying you know Natan. So one is Mevatel the Das of the other. Then this question of whether it's Nefach, the people who were
hard to say the fitel to the Das of a person.
Well, think about voting. I mean, you know, you vote, and then somebody's elected. The Rove won, and the Miud is now a nothing. You're Mavatel. They were Mavatel you.
If that was true, there won't be a government shutdown right now. Okay, sorry.
But you're, I don't know. I'm just saying. You can
I mean, there is truth to what you're saying. You know, in you know how you look at that. However, but there are other Roves that don't work like that. Issa come on and Lessa come on, right? That's you know a roif, you know, which is just statistics. Right? Doesn't really work with bittel, right? Oh, right, you know, a treif, let's say, right? You know, roif behemoths are not treifes, right? You know, it's not really mitam bittel. It's just you know say that we assume that it comes from that group and doesn't come from this group. Uh-huh. We're not being mevatel the group.
I see what you're saying. So why don't we say that kind of a roof?
Right.
A ruba de lesser
right,
come
right,
on.
Right. What you're saying, Issa come on, right, there is much more to that tackle. In the Sugin Chum, Mechalik, you know, that the Kuvit, that there's,
okay.
That kind of works like that.
Does any of this, I mean, there is a Mishnah, which we already discussed, Roy, our previous Mishnah about, Hanedim and Akvina, Asim Babim, Lukhur Tefela, and I think the Rand there said, because of Roy. The Lloyd Tabor Mishnah, Roy, Akvina, Mulukha is, in Stomam Lukhamashma, Mashma Lama, don't go Basar Roy. So how's that? It's still the same thing.
That was already mentioned over here. The price of Mishnah. Okay.
Mishnah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. That could be a point. That could be a point. What's the Chiddush? The price over the Mishnah. Okay, could be.
Isn't it all Tali Lashon B'nei Adam?
Lashon B'nei Adam? Or even, see, the question, that question, I see a lot of answers, maybe it's not so poshut. But I would think that if the question is what his intention, it's hard to use a roiv to decide what his intention is. Right? How could you use a roiv to say what he meant?
What that word means in this country, in this place, in this time. What that word means.
Is that the issue? That's what Michael told us over here. If the issue over here is what the word means,
if he says tamarman and you ask him, he said I meant watermelons.
But even
I didn't mean dates,
even that I don't know if a roiv should a roiv be deciding what a word means. I mean the word is probably taka based on the usage. So you know, the question is. At what point? I mean, it's felt like I was saying before. I don't know. You can make an argument on that, but I was saying that if it's a prevalent usage, the fact that it's a mute, you know, doesn't make a difference. That in itself indicates that we're not really talking about, you know, the din roiv, right? The question is, at what point is it so? Is it? Or is there a point where it becomes so insignificant that he wasn't referring to this because he doesn't view that as a histapkus?
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe, I don't know, this is what you're saying. I mean, maybe if the issue is in the Lushan, does it mean this Lushan or does it mean that Lushan, their Rove might be able to help you. maybe. Although I think we're saying really not, because saying as long as it's used for that lashon, rov doesn't help, because as long as it's, I mean, maybe there's like, okay, I mean, rov isn't going to help you, because as long as it's used for that lashon, it can be called that. Now, all we care about is what he was mechaven for. So rov can't really tell you what he was mechaven for. He was mechaven for whatever he was mechaven for. Mm-hmm. So, in a suffix, we assume it was mechaven for everything. I mean, the issue isn't, because the issue is what he's mechaven for. Rov can't tell us what you were mechaven for.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, is that one of the answers I get? Yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay, now let's just remember the point that was touched on before. The Mishnah told us that someone's noedim nashemen, his mutter b'shemen shum shemen, because of shem levai. Because of shem levai. That's what the Mishnah says, right? That's how I'm understanding the Mishnah, let's say, right?
Okay. I mean, the Rosh said it on that one? Maybe Mishnah said it.
The Rosh said it goes on the entire Mishnah, right?
Okay.
Right.
I mean...
I mean, it would seem that that seems to be the point of the Mishnah. Meaning to say that in the Mishnah, to me it seemed like we're talking about usage is not the issue, both are used, but since one has a shem levai, so when you say stam, you're referring to only something that you relate to without the shem levai. Now, if that's so, I mean, this Mishnah over here, or this Braisa, how does this Braisa stim with that? That's what we want to know over here, is that this Braisa says it's dependent on Mistapkim. So why is that so? That if it's Mistapkim, Zem is there, but didn't we say before that Hanoide Min HaShemen is totally in Shem Levai? So when it says like this, is that, see, Bishlam, I'm assuming that the facts from before apply here also. Right? So if you ask the question, let's say the other way, let's say in Bavel, you want to know why is Noedim and Hashem and Osim Shem and Shumshan is Hashem Levi? So that would not have bothered me, because I would tell you that, well, you know, over here, they don't have Shem and Zayas. So, you know, things have to change. In Bavel, Shem and Stam is Shem and Shumshim. Shem and Shumshim. Now, as far as that's concerned. But what I would like to know is that why is it that, let's say, in Mokam, that's Mistapim Zem is there, that you're also in both? I mean, didn't the mission tell us that if somebody has a Shem Levi, it's not Nesar with the Shem in itself?
Right. So you should be mutter and everything, pretty much. Unless it's called oil stuff.
Yeah, one has l'choida, has is referred to Shem and Stam, I would assume, at least you should have one.
Could it refer to like something that we mentioned earlier, where, but the, you could use a term, I think you said, like, as an adjective or a noun, that if the majority use one type of oil and you call the other one, let's say, olive oil or sesame seed oil, right? So are you saying that that's the type of oil that I want? Or are you referring to something that isn't oil, it's sesame seed oil, which is different than oil.
So referring to where it comes from, or are you referring to this oil versus that oil?
Right. So in other words, so the question is
is
it a shame levaya, or is
right.
it
which just, one would be worse for us in this situation? Which one's going to asser more?
Asser more would be that if you were to say that that you're specifying which type of oil, in other words, the oils.
I think the opposite.
Yeah.
No. Because now you said this kind of oil, not that kind of oil. If the Shem Levi is only telling you where it came from, then you really don't care what it is. You're just saying that that's what it is.
He's asking himself oil, right? So, if you say that that sesame seed oil, you're using it as specifying the type of the general category of oil. So then oil would be included in that nether, right?
I was thinking that if sesame oil is coming to tell you that it's sesame oil and not this other kind of oil, then if you oil generally, you shouldn't be also in sesame oil. If sesame oil is just coming to tell you it is oil that comes from sesame seeds,
right?
Then it should be usher, because we don't really care. You just happen to be telling me that this is where it came from, but it's still oil.
I think that's what I was trying to say.
Oh, all right. I thought you were saying the opposite. Okay, fine. It's okay. So then we're masking. I think our situation here is.
But
is
I'm just trying to follow how that helps us. just tie the thing, tie things together over here at the end. I'll just repeat what the question that we were asking was, is that I was assuming that the first Mishnah, which depends on Shem Levi, is talking about where both things are used. Nevertheless, one has a Shem Levi. And therefore, when he asks Stam, it doesn't include the thing which has the Shem Levi. Yein Tapuchim, even though it's called Yein Tapuchim, but it's not referred to Stam Yayin. When you say Stam Yayin, the person's not thinking, he's not referring to Yein Tapuchim. They drink apple juice in this place, right? That's not the issue. They drink both, right? But there happens to be that, you know, something needs a Shem Levi and doesn't need a Shem Levi. Now, if that's so what we wanted to know was that, in this mission over here, in this braisa over here, Bokem Shemistap Mizeh Mizeh, it's also on both. What are the facts as far as Shem Levi? The previous mission told us that in a place that you have both, Stam Shemin, you refer to Shemin Zayis. Shemin Shum Shemin is the Shem Levi. Right. Are we working with those facts or not?
You're saying just in the Mishnah. You would, in a place where you would have both, but one was prevalent, so you call it oil, and the other you call sesame oil. It's right. Telling me there that if you asser oil, that you're only assering Shemin Zayis.
Right.
According
right.
to the Mishnah.
That's what I thought. Right. Now when it comes to the Gemara, right, the Braisa says that, you know, if you're mistapik in both, so then, you know, you're assering both. You know, if this is the meat, you know, right,
so the Chiddush is that when you're calling it sesame seed oil, you're not calling it a Shem Levi.
But doesn't the previous Mishnah do call the Shem Levi?
What?
Doesn't the Mishnah say that Shem Shum Shemin is a Shem Levi?
It's saying that in Eretz Yisrael it is. That's a place which they only use olive oil. There it's clearly a Shem Levi, right? In a place where you're
that's the Braisa, though. Just look at the Mishnah. Just the Mishnah alone.
Right.
What is the Mishnah? The Mishnah doesn't say anything about that. Mina Shemin.
Right, but we're assuming that the Mishnah
is
only catering to
the Mishnah isn't arguing
so,
with the
Braisa. So what is this? How many factors are we working with? Is it all one thing that Mistapkim tells us Shem Levi, and Shem Levi is, you know, is that that's what the Mishnah means? It's really all one thing.
Okay.
Right? It sounds like it was two different points over here, right? There's a Shem Levi and there's a Mistapkim. Right, and the reason by Mistapkim is because, you know, we don't use that, you know, you don't find that oil here. That's the reason, right? Not because, you know, it's referred to differently, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why it didn't seem to me that that the Shem Levi was based on what the Braisa deals with of Ein Mistachin.
I thought it was two different things
because if it's not mistafkim, you don't really have to come on to the Shem Levi. The mere fact that it's not mistafkim, you know,
doesn't exist at all.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, let's say mistafkim doesn't mean zero.
It comes down to the same question over here. Let's say it's a little later, but like more talks in Shvius in Yerokas, right? That kind of thing. Right, same kind of question. That all year round, Yerokas. If you say Yerek, you're not also on Yakas Asoda because people don't use that. Right now, the previous Mishnah said that it's because of Shem Levi. Right.
Now there, sir, that's not because they don't exist at all. It's that people don't use it. So maybe you can say even let's say in Eretz Yisrael where we say in Mistapkin from Shem and Shumshim, it didn't mean that it doesn't exist at all. It doesn't mean that it's a specialty item.
Okay. So, it could exist, but it sounds like it's really not used. Let's say it's a specialty item. So you know, some people don't really use that. Right.
Therefore, people don't refer to that as oil. They refer to it as sesame oil.
Okay, so you're going back to
I'm trying to stem the two.
That Mistapkin is really what's deciding the Shem Levi. So it's really all in the same thing.
Right.
It's all in one. Let's just cheshbonize the Gemara, the Chiddush. What kind of Shem Mistapkin mizeh? Right? The Gemara says, so what? In the first step, I think more she asks Pshita, so we'll have to say that means that at that point you use both, so both are included in, there's no Shem Levi? That'll be the Cheshbon?
So now they're somewhat common, both of them.
Right. So there's no Shem Levi. So Shem and Stam refers to both.
Right.
Okay, great. Let's say that. Now the Gemara says that the Chiddush is about the same, that it's a mute, about the same, something which is a mute. So now what happened? No, is the
right, so now
it's hard to say that it has to do with the Shem Levi. I mean, what's the fact? Shem Levi should be a fact, right? So the Gemara is saying that there's a Chiddush over here, something which is a mute. You might have thought that you go boss of the Roiv. I mean, what's the story with the Shem? With the Shem? So how are we gonna what's the facts over here? That really the Shem really first was built, there is no Shem Levi in this place, even with the meat that we're referring to. Nevertheless,
refer to that Shem, and just like the robe refer to this as Shem, and the meat refer to that as Shem, and the word Shem can go either way.
That's what have the cheshbon that there's no Shem Levi here, so that's why that's not the deciding factor. Okay, so that's what we'll have to say over here, that there is no Shem Levi in this place. No Shem Levi. That's why that's not a deciding factor. The deciding factor will be only because of Mistafim. Okay. A couple of that was the ha'ora point out. Let's just speak out very quickly, just for one moment, outside. The Braisa contains. Braisa says the halacha is that on concerning Shemitah, you can't plant. If you can't plant, so vegetables which don't have a long lifespan, right, are only available what you could plant. So therefore, Yakas Asada not available during Shemitah. Only the Yakas Asada, which is the wild vegetables. So therefore, if a person makes a neder on Shvius, on Yerokas, what's available and what people use is that's what he's referring to, and therefore the issue will be only on yakas asodim, not yakas gina, that they're not available. And during the other parts of the year, then on the contrary, that people use yakas gina. So the yakas asodim are not really used, and they're mutter. Now this is again with that just mentioned the same horav, may have maybe make the same cheshbonis over here. Now, is the point that then the mstapkim, right, were because of shem levai, right? The Mishnah before seemed to have said that was because of shem levai. Now what we see over here is that just make this point that it's totally in the shas haneder. Therefore, that if he made the neder during Shvius, his neder was on Yakas Asodeh, and therefore, even after Shvius, that the facts of usage change, his neder doesn't change, because his neder is established, alpi, the facts of the time that he made the neder, and who Adin Fakert also, right? The Mishnah tells us that.
If the neder is lower.
Akafonik extends right past the conditions that you have right during the Shas HaNeder. Zok the Mishnah, Zok the Braisa, that but if there is an import, so that means that you have these things here. Just want to just be madgish a point over here that now we know that the facts are that people don't eat Yarkas Asode if you have the Yakigina. Now when they import, so on Shvius, so over here you don't have any growing any Yakas Gina, but if they import Yakas Gina, so the halacha is that you're also on Yakas Gina. Now what's the story with Yarkas Asode? Is that Osir or not? Not Osir. So it's Mevuyin Rishonim that you also on both. Right?
They import from Chutz
Lartz. Right. Klemer also b'shneihim. They have l'makom shemistakim mizeh mizeh. Right? So I guess this is a factual zach, right? You just have to, it seems to be that the importing akoponim, you know, in those times couldn't satisfy the full need. So therefore, you know, you had a substantial amount of yakas gina, but, you know, that couldn't. So it wasn't like you had the same amount that you had in a regular year that the Yakas Gina people didn't look at the Yakas Asodeh. So
in the Ran, right?
You know, it could be that you know, in today's day and age, you know, if the facts are different, then Halacha will be different. Now that you know, our importing abilities is that, you know, many places that they can't produce that food, but the importing is so much that, you know, that people are mistopic just from the import itself, and it's not relevant, you know, what you have. Okay.
There's also in the sixth year. Could have grown stuff in the Gina, they might still have it around.
So this is what we mentioned before, that by Tefuah there's such a thing that it can last, but yet Yerokas don't really have such a long lifespan, right? And that's why, very good, right? But that's what I was trying to bavar on that. Right.